House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Telfast at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. Our number, 131-873. Please give us a call for any of your health issues. We're right here and we're going to jump into them in a moment. But first, the festive season is approaching, which brings joy to a lot of people with families, but it can also mean loneliness for others. Joining us on the line is resident Today Show psychologist Sandy Ray to give us some tips on how to stay connected over the holiday season. Welcome to the show. Good morning, Sandy.
Well, good morning, with Gerald and Sarah.
Oh, I am loving... Can I have your energy in one word, Sandy?
I got all the three names in one breath.
Okay. And don't do one word, Sandy. Use the space.
It's the festive
use
season.
Use the space. Yes.
Now, I'm glad we have this, you know, energy in our voices, especially about such an important topic at this time of year. You've referred before to the silent killer, a.k.a. loneliness. Yes. What do you mean by that, Sandy?
Well, there's so many impacts of, you know, if we broke a leg or if we've got a broken arm, everyone can see it and go, oh, can I help you? Can I, you know, you're hurting still. But with loneliness, it's such a deeply felt pain where you feel I'm cut off, I'm disconnected, I feel marginalised, even perhaps from family, let alone society or the community you feel in, you live in. Abandoned, you might feel unloved or neglected. So it's this silent killer that impacts enormously on our health. For instance, things like increasing obesity, increase poor sleep habits, so poor sleep hygiene. You're up, you're anxious, you're depressed. And we also know that it impacts on our cardiovascular, on our heart health. So there's this silent killer because other people often can't see it.
Oh, my goodness, Sandy. It seems like it's such a deeper issue than I think we understand. And we touched briefly on the distinction between solitude, which you might seek out actively, and then loneliness. And I think we misunderstand that some of the key triggers for loneliness are just being physically alone, but that's not the only way you can feel lonely. So what are some of the other key triggers for feeling lonely?
Well, I think some of the key triggers that really are just feeling that no one is there for me. And I think there's a really important point that I want to make, that we often talk about it as being unidirectional, that I feel alone, that I feel, you know, no one's with me. But we also have to understand at a deeper level, it's actually bidirectional. So there's two types of loneliness. One is that, you know, you might suffer from grief or loss or divorce, so these big life transitions. And, you know, you haven't set up a new network as a result. You know, I am desperately alone. I didn't realise my partner... I didn't realise the impact, of course, of my partner's dying and I'm alone. There's also the other, what I call bi-directional, and that means your behaviour, your attitude, your way you talk to people, your treatment of other people, you know, arrogance, rudeness, dismissiveness, poor social skills... equally impacts on the fact that you're lonely. So we need to understand the two different ways that people contribute. So one is unidirectional and the other is bidirectional, which is essentially the part you've got to play in your loneliness.
Sandy, at 7 each morning, the production meeting is held between Sarah and I as we walk off to have coffee. And we were talking about...
That's the official part of the show.
We don't need the host. We don't need the executive producer.
Of course not.
It's all done. And we were talking about those demographics, particularly in certain countries, where ageing is respected. Now, you've mentioned social isolation. You've mentioned the increased risk of chronic disease. Well documented. It's a killer. We know that.
Yep.
But this is an all-year-round challenge. Where do we start in Australia to try and offset this? How do we get communities reconnected in a space now where connection seems to be a major issue?
Well, it's interesting. We don't have any national policy. It's a really good point you bring up. There is no national policy from the Australian government on loneliness. And yet it's a $1 billion industry in terms of the impact on health, social admissions to hospital, et cetera, et cetera. And I think as an immediate, you know, we don't start off, you know, when we're going to give up smoking, we don't say to people, right, cut out your cigarettes completely. Let's go cold turkey. Or same with alcohol abuse. We don't say, stop drinking tomorrow, and then we'll deal with everything else that falls out from that. What we say is start in little bits. So realistically, the analogy I'm giving here is, we're not going to tackle it in its immensity. So we've got to look at little bits and little steps. So certainly in the family, look at what's going on in your family. Who is ignored? Who is isolated? Who is lonely? Then we go to the map, to the bigger area. Look in your community. Look in your street. Then we go to the community. What's going on in your community, et cetera, et cetera. So I think realistically, it's how do we... It's a bit, almost a good analogy is probably looking at bullying. We don't look at bullying entirely as a macro-social level. We look at what's going on with our children, first of all. What's going on in their school? What's going on in other people's families, et cetera, et cetera. And I think that's a realistic way of understanding it.
Sandy, I also think without that kind of national policy, it's really hard to know what to do or where to start if you are actually experiencing loneliness. Mm, so particularly at this time of year, for those of us without family, friends or partners during the festive season, what are some of the measures we can put in place for us in one direction or to reach out to others around us in the other direction to combat this loneliness?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great question. What do we actually do? And I think, first of all, identify the type of loneliness that you're experiencing. Is it that you are demographically, physically lonely? What's going on? Or is it that you've had big fights with your family? What is it that's actually the trigger for your loneliness? So I think, first of all, identifying that is really an important point to moving forward. Secondly, if you're feeling that, it's because of grief, it's because of loss, it's because of a big life transition, see if you can reach out, might be through other people, first of all, or could be really useful. And there's a lot of research to support the value of social media. So, people say, oh, don't get off social media, they're bad stories. Well, actually, it's a really great way of connecting at a very personal, private level. If you don't feel that you can step out of your house and meet other people, well, perhaps go through the social platforms. There's a really great, easy way of people communicating. If you've got neighbours who may be old or infirmed or who aren't physically able, go and knock on their door. It often requires people to be brave in having initiative and just saying, listen, I don't normally speak to the old lady or the old man down the road, but I'm going to go and knock on their door. I'm going to see how they're going. It might be that you have a cake, leave a cake with a note, a cheap little Christmas card. So it doesn't take much to be both courageous, respectful, and be brave. Mm.
Sandy, it is such an important conversation, especially at this time of year, but all year. It has been so great to have you on our show today. And if people want to find out more about what you've got to offer, you can go to your website, Sandy Ray, that's REA.com. And I want people to head to houseofwellness.com.au today, as we will have an article up there too about loneliness at this time of year. It is a jam-packed show. After the break, we are going to jump right into your calls right here on The House of Wellness.
You're listening to The House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Are you using a medicated nasal spray? Help improve its effectiveness with Fess Nasal and Sinus Wash Gentle Strength. It's a natural way to help relieve a stuffy nose due to cold, hay fever or sinusitis, and to help wash away allergens, dust and pollen. Clean and clear your nose before you use a medicated spray with Fess Nasal and Sinus Wash Gentle Strength Wash Kit. Available at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.